on a miserable night here in Balbafay. case of job done for Hearts.
Yeah, look, I challenged the players. You know, the two things I wanted was a clean sheet and to be in the quarter final of the FAI Cup, and we've accomplished that. So delighted for the players, delighted for the club and the fans. We've done our homework diligently. When the draw came out that we got Skerries Town, we've had them watched three times. I've watched them myself as well, because you have to give teams the respect that they deserve. Delighted for Alan. Alan's a good guy, and all his coaching staff, and they're a great bunch of players, the lads from Skerries. They're a real community club, similar to ourselves. Credit to them, you know. But again, delighted for our boys, because when you play against opposition, you know, from the leagues that the Skerries Town and Kilbarrack United have come from, the difficult games. Yeah. So you've got to be professional, you've got to be diligent, you've got to be on the ball, and first of all, you've got to win the battle. And I thought, you know, after the first 2 or 3 minutes, we won the battle. Delighted with some of the goals. Again, conditions got worse and worse as we went on. But look, the big thing for me is that we kept that clean sheet, and we're in the half of the quarter final.
Yeah, and when you say, you know, you've had Skerries watched, you can't take these games for granted, as Harps have found to their cost in the past, Dave. It's not that long ago Harps got beat here against Crumlin, also from the Leinster Senior League. So, you know, you got to take these games and be careful.
Yeah, and again, it's about giving the opposition respect, and they deserve that. You know, there's a lot of boys who play for these teams that have either played League of Ireland or feel as though they deserve a chance to play there. And again, we reiterated to the boys today that this was Skerries Town Cup final. You know, they were coming out with a great support. I think they brought over 100 fans with them, which is fantastic. Like you mentioned, on the conditions that have gone on, and they got worse as the night went on. But no, look, credit to them. I've been into the dressing room, and great to meet them all, and I'd have a little chat with them and just wish them all the best on the journey, because, you know, what I like about Skerries Town and with Alan, the manager, is that all of them players are from the area. Mm. And that's brilliant. And it's similar to what we're trying to do at Finn Harps. We're trying to keep the lifeblood of the community within the club. But no, I wish them all the best. Wish them a safe journey home, because, you know, they're a great bunch of people. But, you know, for us, it's now just ourselves down. There's no singing and celebrating. It's another game ticked off. Again, we're delighted to be in the quarter-final. But yeah, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, and five goals, which is always good. Two from Ryan Flood, two cracking strikes. And like, Harps played well tonight too, Dave, which shouldn't be forgotten. When you got the ball down past the boat,
yeah,
that's how you kind of get the better of the opposition, didn't it?
Yeah, but what we find, and I appreciate you for noticing that as well, because what we found in the last couple of games, apart from the Athlone Town game, where we just didn't turn up and it wasn't acceptable, we've played some good football, yeah. You know, and I think we had 69% of the possession against Treaty. We had 16 shots on target, and when you don't score goals, it'll come back and bite you in the backside, which is what it did. I spoke to Tommy Barrett last week. I'm good friends with Tommy, and Tommy said, "Rog, we got away with one there." But that's what happens in the game. You've got to be proactive, you've got to be productive. We know in the final third it hasn't been good enough at times. You know, the amount of games where we could have seen teams off, where we've drawn a game instead of getting the 3 points, you know, we probably should have 10, 11 points, you know, better off in the table. But it is what it is. We don't complain. We get on with it. There's been no target set at this club. The targets that me and Darren have is to create a culture, to create an environment where players want to come and play for Finn Harps for the right reasons. And I think, you know, you're seeing that with the boys tonight. And again, I thank you for noticing that the boys did play some good football in treacherous conditions.
Right. And finally, Dave, from me, you're in the hat now for the quarterfinals. You never know. A home tie again and listen, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, look, and again, we don't fear anyone, you know, but what we do know is that on in a cup game, in a one-off game, anybody's capable of beating anybody on the day. It's how you prepare, it's how you know, get yourself ready for whichever opponent you get, and I think it'd be great to get another home draw.
Yeah.
You know, again, I always say it, but please believe me when I say it, and I know Murph says it as well, but the fans keep turning up to support our boys, and we can't ask for any more from them. Even in the weather, there was still a good crowd there tonight. And again, you know, you can see that we appreciate it. Coming off the pitch, we want to keep that bond and that relationship going with our fans, with the community. Because we know they want success at this club. And again, it's not going to happen overnight. I was under no illusions when I took the job. But we've a plan. We've an ambition of where we want to get to. But we're going to do it structurally. We're going to do it in sustainable conditions. And we're going to do it the right way.